This is the most auspicious occasion of the Anurbhav Tithi Mahotsav. The Nitya Lila Prashtam Shishimad Bhakti Sri Kamalar Goswami Maharaj being conducted in this most holy abode of Sri Radhakund and the Kunja of Tunga Vidya Sakhi. This is in the southwest corner of Radhakund. Is the Kunja of Tunga Vidya Sakhi. And across the street from here, this temple, across the street, Rikamar, is Sri Sri Radhakant Mandir, the Krishna Pandit, Puri Me, Mukhya Mandir Puri Me, Radhakant, Gambira Me, Sri Sri Radhakant Mandir. So we'll read some verses from Srimad Bhagavatam. Uddhava, the teachings of Uddhava and the dialogue between Krishna and Uddhava. And Guru Tattva.
Naivota yantya yapititam karyaskaresha Rama yushapitam rishdamudasvaranta Yanta vaishtanabitam ashivam vidunham Acharya chaitivapusha sarvitim janakti. And this shloka, Gyaraskanda 29th Adhyaya, Shloka number 6, Uddhava Mahashaya is saying, "Hey Bhagavan, intelligent persons cannot express their indebtedness to you, even if they have a lifetime of Brahma, because when they remember, when intelligent people, when they remember the mercy of Krishna, and what Krishna has done for them, they become very happy. Krishna mercy to the devotees by appearing externally and internally. Krishna appears externally as Diksha Guru, and internally he appears as Chaitya Guru Antaryami Paramatma. And by doing this, he teaches the disciple how to come to him." So in this shloka, Uddhava Mahashaya is describing the avirbhava, the manifestation of Sri Guru in the heart as Paramatma and externally as Diksha Guru. It's a very nice point. It says here that in Sanskrit the word is apachitam. Apachitam means gratitude. The disciple feels immense gratitude for the mercy of his Guru. And this verse, Uddhava is describing the power of these two Gurus, the internal and external Guru. What power, what prabhava they have.
And he says, "Ashubham viduvan." Ashubham viduvan. Ashub, you know Ashub. Ashub viduvan means that the internal Guru, Paramatma, and external Guru, Diksha Guru, they remove obstacles, they take away anything inauspicious. So in this verse, Uddhava is explaining that when the Guru is manifest before us, we can see him, we can serve him, we can hear his instructions and receive his letters, and this way he guides us and directs us. When he's manifest in front of our eyes, then he can correct us, he can praise us or punish us or rebuke us, depending on whether we act properly or improperly. Now the question is, when the Guru enters Nitya Lila, how does the disciple overcome his obstacles? The difficulties, how does he get free from the material desires? How does he get free from his bad habits? How does he solve these questions? How does he remove his doubts when the Guru has entered Nitya Lila? So Uddhava is telling Krishna, he's glorifying Guru, Sri Guru here, and he's saying, "Acharya, Chaitya, Vapusha, Sagatim, Vyanakti." That the Acharya is entered the heart, the Chaitya Vapu. Vapu means form. The form of Guru is the form of Super Soul. Avirbhav, Tirobhav, appearance of Guru and disappearance. So Guru appears before our eyes and gives us Diksha, Avirbhav, then Tirobhav, Nitya Lila Pravishta. But now, his Guru only, and he has left us externally, but then he manifests internally. So Tirobhav to our external vision, Avirbhav to our internal vision. So when one is in separation from his Guru, then he can look within himself and have darshan of his Guru. That's called internal Avirbhav Drishti. You can see the guru within his heart. And the agarbhav of the guru, agarbhav, appearance on the guru in the heart, he also inspires us and teaches us and answers our questions and reprimands us and punishes us and rewards us. There's no question of someone, a disciple said, "Oh, I miss Gurudev. Gurudev is not here." This is not possible. We may feel some viraha and vilap, intense feelings of separation and lament in the absence of the physical presence of the guru. But the guru never leaves the disciple. The relationship, the sambandha between the genuine disciple and guru is called the nitya. Let's say, sadshishya, sadguru, sadshishya, nitya sambandha. The eternal relationship between the eternal disciple, spirit, soul, and the eternal guru. It's no different from the eternal relationship between the jiva and the paramatma. The jiva is never separated from the paramatma. Impossible. So we say guru is sakshat hari, directly the paramatma. The jiva that's connected with guru, he will travel eternally, life after life after life, until he gets liberation. He'll eternally be in the association of Sri Guru and Sri Krishna. He will be traveling in the direct, he'll be moving, traveling, living in the direct association of Sri Guru and Sri Krishna. So in this way, the disciple is always having nitya avirbhava experience, eternal presence. The guru is eternally present. And that's why it's said that the guru comes life after life to save and liberate the disciple, because he's already there eternally with the disciple. On this particular verse from the 11th canto of Bhagavatam, 11:29-6, Sri Jiva Goswami Pada, he says that the devotee, he feels that Bhagavan Sri Krishna is 10 million times more dear to a devotee than life itself. Vishnu Chakravarti Pada, in his teak on this verse, he says that even if a disciple serves his guru for 1,000 creations, that disciple feels that he cannot repay the debt to his spiritual master. Because Sri Guru has given the disciple the gift, the unlimited gift of the eternal service of Krishna. There's another nice verse in the 11th canto, chapter 26, verse 29. In this verse, Krishna is explaining to Uddhava the power of sadhusanga. And he says, then in that tika, that commentary in that verse, it's very nice, in the Bhaktivedanta Putra's commentary, they explain 4 different things that happen when a disciple follows the orders of the spiritual master. Because when we're separated from the spiritual master, sometimes we get complacent, we get lazy, we fall down, we get in maya. And in this commentary, they're explaining that the guru lives in his instructions, his vani. The mercy, the power, the mercy and the blessings of the guru are eternally present in his instructions, his kripa, his prabhav, and his ashirvad. And we think, oh, Guru Maharaj is not here, how can I solve my problems? How can I answer my questions? Who will guide me? The answer is that the orders of the spiritual master will give everything. If we follow the orders, we all have orders and instructions, specific individual instructions and general instructions from the spiritual master. If we follow these orders, then we'll answer all our questions and get the full blessings of the spiritual master. So here's 4 things that happen if we follow. The question is, are we following the orders of the spiritual master? One thing is that the mental pollution becomes removed. And the second thing that happens is that one
starts to see the world and sees things in a new spiritual light.
Because you feel confused. Oh, I'm confused. I don't know what to do. I should go here, go there, do this, do that. There's some confusion, some darkness. Something is unclear. So then when one actually fixes his mind on the order of the spiritual master and truly follows, then all of a sudden some new light. Light means understanding. A light means understanding. A new enthusiasm and hope and understanding comes from within the heart, because Guru is in the heart emanating this light. The third thing that happens when we follow the order of the spiritual master is that blossoming like a flower blossoms. A flower blossoms like this, opens. Blossoming in our heart will be the propensity for the selfless, loving, devotional service of Krishna. It will come in our hearts. Sometimes when Guru leaves, in the absence of Guru, we lose the desire to serve Krishna. We lose our enthusiasm. But then if we take shelter of the order of the spiritual master, Guru Shiksha, Guru Agya, and we try sincerely to follow, rise early in the morning, all the instructions are there, then we find our heart starts to blossom with, oh yes, I want to serve the devotees. Oh yes, I want to, again, pick up my service and serve the spiritual master. There's a blossoming of the heart. Sometimes the heart, like a lotus flower, the lotus flower at sunset, it closes when the sun goes down, Suraj. But when the sun rises, it opens up. So the Guru is like the sunshine. He makes our hearts blossom and open up our heart. But then the Guru leaves this world, so it's like the setting of the sun. The setting of the sun. And then the lotus of our propensity to lovingly serve Krishna closes. But then when we meditate on the order of the spiritual master, Guru Agya, Guru Shiksha, then again that lotus inspiration of the propensity to lovingly serve Krishna opens up again, and again we begin service. And the fourth benefit is that once the lotus of the heart opens with that desire to lovingly serve Krishna, then very soon is explained that the fruit of love of God will come there. Guru comes into the disciple's life to give love of God. Love of God is the fruit of the seed of devotional service. The bhakti lata bij fructifies as prema. This is a very nice purport here. This verse. This is from 11th canto of Bhagavatam. It's a very famous verse about the definition of guru. 11th canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 3, verse 21. Sasmad gurum prapadyeta jigyashu shreya uktamam shabde pare chanishnatam pramanyupash amashrayam upashamashrayam upashamashrayam. Someone wants real happiness in life, then they must seek out a bona fide spiritual master and take shelter of him by diksha. What is the qualification of a bona fide spiritual master? He has realized the Tattva Siddhanta by his own deliberation. Because he's realized the conclusions of the Shastras, then he's able to convince others of the Shastric conclusions. The bona fide spiritual master has left the material world completely and taken complete shelter of Krishna alone. And there's a very nice commentary in this verse by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, which he explains how the spiritual master brings the Vaikuntha Shabda. He brings the sound vibration from Vaikuntha to our ears when he's here, and when he's gone back to the spiritual world, he's still broadcasting and sending the message of Vaikuntha Shabda from the spiritual world. He says, the spiritual master broadcasts the sound vibration from the spiritual planets called Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha Vasis, the Golok Vasis, Goloka Ivana Nivasatya Kilat Mahuto, Goloka Ivanivas Nivas, Goloka Nivas. The Goloka Nivasis, the Vaikuntha Nivasis, Siddhanta Saraswati says, they are not deaf and dumb. They are in constant communication through unlimited transcendental bliss and knowledge. In other words, in Goloka Vasis, Vaikuntha Vasis, they're in Anand Seva, bliss. They're relishing the bliss of pure devotional service, and they're conversing and speaking with each other all about the glories of Krishna, which is the topmost expression of knowledge. So all of the spiritual knowledge and exchange of Mahima, Krishna Mahima, Radha Mahima, Leela Gun Mahima, that's going on in Goloka Vrindavan, all of that transcendental knowledge and all the bliss that they're sharing, the bliss of Seva and Rasa, Sakya Ras Anand and Vatsalya Ras Anand and Madhurya Ras Anand, all of that is brought into this world and transmitted into this world. All the bliss and knowledge of the spiritual world is broadcast and distributed in this world through the mouth and form of Sri Guru. The Guru has the power to transmit the sound vibration of bliss and knowledge to his disciple. Brings it from the spiritual world, transmits from here to there. That's the meaning of transmitting. He takes it from there and brings it here to my ear and my heart and my life. Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is describing this principle of how the Guru brings knowledge and bliss from the spiritual world to this world by comparing it to the transmission of radio waves. That's what the whole analogy is about. Everyone has a cell telephone. Cell telephone has FM radio. The cell telephone becomes a receiver of the radio vibrations. It receives the wave. And the radio station is transmitting and sending forth the music to your telephone. This is the analogy. Narottam Das Thakur Mahashaya said, Golo Kera Prima Dham Harinam Sankirtan. Just as a radio broadcasts mundane news, the bona fide guru, he broadcasts the spiritual news from Vaikuntha. The spiritual master also transmits to the disciple the holy name of Krishna, which is Krishna himself. So now, how does the transmission of this bliss and knowledge become broken in the heart of the disciple? That's like you're listening to your radio and somehow the transmission breaks. Then you say, oh, we don't have good reception, the cell tower, this and that. But the question we're asking is prashna, sablo prashna. What breaks the transmission, the continuous transmission or broadcast of spiritual bliss and knowledge into the heart of the disciple? Because we need two things to make advancement: continual input of knowledge and continual input of joy and bliss, happiness, satisfaction. Knowledge of devotion. Bhagavat, Tattva, Vidya, Prem Rasa Tattva, Leela Tattva, all these things. That comes, and then also joy comes. If it's only knowledge and no joy, there's no happy heart. If there's only joy and no knowledge, there's confusion and doubts. So the answer to the question, what breaks that continual transmission or the continual broadcast, is when we start enjoying the material world, sense enjoyment. If we maintain and hold on to, desire or sense enjoyment, then that breaks the transmission of knowledge and bliss from the spiritual world. But if a disciple is serious about serving his spiritual master, there will be absolutely no break in the transmission of perfect knowledge and bliss. So in this way, there will never be separation between guru and disciple. Nitya guru, nitya shishya, nitya seva, and nitya prem sangha. In this world, eternal association with Sri Guru, all his knowledge and bliss. And in the spiritual world, eternal association with Sri Guru, all his knowledge and bliss.
Jai Jai Shri Radhe.